Good morning, Church of the King. It is Lauren here. I have the awesome privilege of being our kids pastor at Church of the King. But today I'm hanging out with you guys, so I hope you don't mind. We're going to have a little fun. It's going to be awesome. We are right in the middle of our road trip series. So today we are talking about meet the locals. I don't know about you guys, but one of my favorite parts about going on a road trip is getting over to see people's faces whenever I tell them about stuff from Louisiana, whether it's like, oh yeah, we eat crawfish, or I will never forget the look on the Subway person's face when my mom said, hey, can I get some egg in my salad? Or the look on a person's face whenever I say yes, ma'am, in the North, because apparently that is a no-no up there. But everywhere you go, there's someone new. They have such a different culture, and it's so exciting to get to meet and get to know them. So today, that's what we're getting to talk about. So if you want to go ahead, if you've got your Bibles or if you use your phone, whatever it is, you can open up to Acts chapter 10 because that's where our story is from today. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background because obviously I'm not going to read you the entire chapter. That would be ridiculous. But I encourage you to go read it because it's really good. And today we're talking about a guy named Cornelius. So Cornelius is really high up, and this is what's really important to know, that he's not a Jew. Okay, so Cornelius is really high up in the army. He's a centurion, so he's got all the good stuff going on. He's got a big family. He's got a good house, but he's missing something. And so he's taken on some Jewish customs and some Jewish traditions. Like, he prays, he gives alms to the poor. Like, he's a really great guy, but he's still missing something. So one day, Cornelius is hanging out, okay, and he has a dream. He has a vision from an angel that comes down and says, hey, you need to send out some people to go get a guy named Peter. He's hanging out in Joppa right now. You need to make sure that you send some people and he's got something to tell you. So Cornelius automatically is like, okay, like, who's going to disobey an angel? He says, okay, I'm going to send him out. And so he sends him over to Joppa to go find Peter. Well, this time, a little bit later, Peter is on a roof and he's praying. And while Peter's praying, he also has this vision, okay? And this vision is of a giant sheet that's being dropped down. And there's all these kinds of food, of animals and birds and four-legged creatures. Which to us in Louisiana is like, sweet, that sounds like a Saturday evening crawfish boil, like, let's start barbecuing. But for the Jews, this is a really big deal because the Jews aren't allowed to have anything that's impure. And a lot of these animals that were on the sheet were impure. So when Peter sees these things, he automatically is like, oh, I'm hungry, but I'm not going to eat that. And God comes and he tells him, Peter, eat this food. And Peter, again, he's very hesitant. He said, God, I have never let anything impure or unclean touch my lips, and I'm not about to start now. And here's the really cool thing, and this is what I want you to get. So if you're in your Bibles, you're going to look at Acts chapter 10, verse 15, and this is what he says. The voice said to him again a second time, what God has made clean, you must not call profane. Okay, so did you see something that happened there? Because actually what happened was really cool. God told Peter that food he had made clean, and it was okay for Peter to eat. So this is super confusing for us who are in America because we're like, who cares if he's eating pig or if he's like, bacon is the best, right? But for Peter, this was a really big deal. And honestly, it was really confusing and he didn't really know what was going on until some guy showed up from a guy's house named Cornelius and said, hey, we've been sent to you by our master Cornelius and he wants you to come and talk to us. And so at this point, the Holy Spirit immediately tells Peter, you need to go with them and you need to give them this message. So Peter goes with him. But this is the first thing that I want to tell you. Point number one, see the spiritual. So there are so many times I feel like in our Christian life where we're so used to our traditions, we're so used to the way that God works and speaks to us that we're now convinced this is the only way that God can work or speak. Guys, that is so limiting. That's so limiting to the people that we can reach because they look a certain way or they belong to a certain Democratic, you know, party or whatever it is, or Republican Party. Here's the thing. When we see the spiritual, we see past the person. We see past the limitations that we have put on ourselves and the people around us. And we see that person for who they are. And we allow the Spirit to move. Okay, so here we go. Say it with me. I'm a kids pastor. Point number one, see the spiritual. When Peter saw that and he heard the Spirit say, you need to go with them, he knew that there was something behind it. Good? Okay, let's move on. Now we're at number two, which is embrace the opportunity. So if you want to look with me at chapter 10, verse 21. Okay, here we are. Peter has now gone with them. He's left Joppa and he's gone with them to the place where they have found Cornelius. He's like, hey, what do you need from me? This is what he says exactly, okay? Verse 21. So Peter went down to the men and said, I am the one you are looking for. What is the reason that you have called for me? So this is what's really cool. Peter embraced the opportunity. So after he has chosen to see people through the Spirit, after he has chosen to realize that he has put limitations that God has not placed, he is now embracing the opportunity and saying, hey, I'm the person you're looking for. I am the man of God. I am the woman of God that you're looking for. Are you doing the same thing? Are you now, hey, now that you're seeing the spiritual, now that you're willing to talk to people and that you're not closing off doors, are you now saying, hey, God's prepared me for this moment. What do you need? What are you looking for? Because here's the thing, you may not always have the solution to their problem of what they're going through, but you always have the answer to their need, which is always Jesus. Cool? All right, so here we go. We're gonna be on our last point here. So he goes, he talks to them, he tells them the story of the gospel. He tells them how Jesus came down, how he died on a cross, how God has elevated him now to be the judge over all. But the best part is that the judge also came down to be the sacrifice to make us perfect. So he tells them all this, and Cornelius has gathered his friends, his family, and they all come to believe in the gospel of Jesus. Praise God. We love when people get saved. But here's the really cool part. After all of this, we're on number three, which is meet the family. And this is the part where local people have now become family. We have some people from South Africa. I don't know if you've met them, Pastor Henri and Pastor Shammy. But when we first met them, that is definitely meet the locals. I went to South Africa, talked with them, and every time that I talked to the friends, it was great. I was there for 2 whole months. Those first 3 weeks were hard. They were a little rough. It was hard to understand the accents. I couldn't say anyone's name right. The kids laughed at me the whole time. Okay, but after about the first month, month and a half to 2 months, I realized that these people were no longer just friends, but they had become my family. So shout out to you. We love you guys from South Africa. You're amazing. But here's the deal. When you start to talk to people and you reach out and you get to know their story and you start to hear the things and you share the gospel and you begin to grow with them, this is the really cool part. They're no longer just the locals, but they're your family. And so here's what we're going to look at. In Acts chapter 10, here we go, in verse 47 and 48. After they've accepted Jesus, after they've believed the gospel, during this time, the Holy Spirit, it says in the Bible that the Holy Spirit fell on them and they started speaking in tongues and exhorting God and all these great things. And here's what Peter says. Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? So we ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus, then invited him to stay for several days. These people who were just the locals, right? They have now become family. And Peter says, who am I to withhold from them water baptizing whenever Jesus has already included them? God has already shown that they've been included because they have been baptized with the Holy Spirit. So there's no way for me to now be able to deny them that right. And so he stays with them. He now talks with them. He stays with them for a few days. He eats with them, which in the beginning of this story was unfathomable because really the Jews weren't even allowed to sit in the same room, much less eat with the Gentiles or eat what they were eating. Now we've gone through a whole chapter where he's not only talking with them, but he's sitting with them, eating the same things. We have now met the locals and they have become family. So here's what I want to leave you with, because there's really two big parts of this story that stick out for me. Cornelius wasn't even saved. Cornelius didn't know Jesus, but he was searching. Now, this could be you. You could be in the shoes of Cornelius right now, where you're like, man, I don't know about this God stuff, and I've really been hurt by this or that, or the church, whatever it may be, but I'm searching, and I want to know. Cornelius wasn't saved. He didn't know the gospel of Jesus. He hadn't accepted it yet. He wasn't baptized in the Spirit. All he knew was that he had heard of something that he wanted to know more about. And so he was trying to honor God the best he could with giving to the poor, with praying every day. If you're in Cornelius' shoes, then I want to let you know God's grace is good. You are worthy of Jesus no matter what anyone has told you. God's grace extended to Cornelius the same way that it extends to you today. If you search openly and you search honestly, the Spirit is coming for you in a good way. Now, the other part of this is a side who may have been a Christian for a while. So if you're like me and you've been a Christian for a long time. And here's the thing. When you grow up being a Christian and you grow up getting to learn God's story and God's ways, it can be really hard to feel like there's opens to other things. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was scrolling on social media the other day and I saw someone and I was like, there's no way. Like, there is no way, like, this person's, like, super, like, making this stuff up. Like, they're just whatever. But God brought it back to my attention. After a few days of looking at this person's socials, I realized that this was a person who was genuinely seeking after God. And I was the one who had decided that they weren't worthy of Jesus because I thought that they were in a place in their life where they couldn't receive him yet. But this person, like Cornelius, was genuinely seeking God. And it wasn't up to me. It was up to God whether that person was going to come to him or not. If you're in a place where you're like Peter, this is what I encourage you to do. Pray. Bring humility to the table. Because the truth is, we are not God's gift to man. We are not the people. While yes, God blessed Peter with the opportunity to go, you have to be willing and humble yourself to hear God's voice and say, God, your heart is for people. My heart is for people. And so I'm going to leave you with this little tidbit at the end, right? I really love this part of the story, and it's completely off topic, right? But not really. You'll see in a second. In Joppa, where Peter left to go meet Cornelius, there was another guy who left Joppa because God said, hey, I want you to go talk with somebody who you may not think is worthy of me. And that guy was Jonah. Anybody ever heard of Jonah and the whale? Yeah. So when God told Jonah to go meet the people that he didn't think were worthy, Jonah turned, he left, he went to Tarshish. We all know that story, hopefully, where he ran from God. He was thrown over the board, eaten by a fish, all the good stuff. Eventually, he very begrudgingly does agree to go. And at the very end of all this story, he's like, I can't wait. I've already told them God's going to destroy them. And at the very end of the story, it's in the last verse of the whole book, he tells Jonah, man, you're so upset about a little weed that I grew to keep shade from you that died overnight. How much more do I have the right to be upset about 120,000 people that I have made, that I love, that don't know anything about me? God's heart is always for people. Here's the question. Is yours? So we're going to pray out. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to bring us humility, to bring us love. Because here's the truth. I know almost all of us out here love Jesus. We love Jesus and we love people. So we want the Holy Spirit to help us, to convict us where we need to bring humility. If you're like Cornelius, to help us bring humility to God. Because the truth is, we're all in need of God's grace. So let's go ahead and pray together. And I'm going to let you guys go. Father, we thank you so much. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would come, that you would bring grace, that you would bring conviction where it's needed, that we would have a revelation of the love of Jesus, no matter where we may be in this story. I thank you for who you are in our lives and what you're going to do. Be with us throughout this week to help us make choices that reflect you, that reflect your light, and that reflect your love. We love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys have a blessed one.